From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim Sunday had rejected a UN proposal to grant autonomy to the embattled rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. The Syrian diplomat said it's a matter of national sovereignty. The plan was made in Damascus by UN envoy to Syria Stefan de Mistura, who also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the minister, while I'm saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and our point of view that indicates that there has been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
The UN envoy warned time is running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Barack Obama, speaking in Peru, said he's not optimistic about the situation.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 have reportedly been killed in eastern Aleppo since Tuesday. In Libya, at least 20 killed, dozens wounded, following days of clashes among rival factions in the southern city of Sabah. Two tribes were backed by armed groups using tanks, mortars, and other heavy weapons. The Sabah region described as a hub for migrant and arms smuggling. This is VOA News.